Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Remett, the CEO of America's Floor Source. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
You've got a lot going on. Yesterday, big day, you had the grand opening celebration of America's Floor Source's headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. We'll talk about that in a minute. You had 1,000 people that came. Just real quick, most people know America's Floor Source is a retail organization, privately self-funded, 12 locations in 4 states, 3 acquisitions just in the last 6 months, and you've been there a year. Did I get that right?
A year and 2 months, yes. It's been quite a ride, so it's been a lot of fun.
First, let's just ask, how's business going right now?
You know, our new construction is a little slower because the builders really pulled back in the second half of last year, so we're finalizing those homes, but that's looking up. We're seeing some signs on orders that things are better. And there's some weeks that are better in retail than others, but we made a lot of investments last year, and we're having actually a good year. And part of it is like the marketing and the branding and the initiatives we put in place to be aggressive and take share. So we're optimistic, and every day we go by, we're closer to lower interest rates and the election being over. So we're pretty bullish on the future, which is our focus.
Well, that's saying a lot that you feel like it's a good year, because from what we hear on a national basis, it's a struggle. It's flat at best. It's good to hear that you're better than the average. So let's talk about this grand opening. Just yesterday, as you said, 1,000 people came. Talk about the highlights of it.
Well, we had about 200 people from the industry, almost 250 just the industry, both nationally and regionally. So naturally, we had all the regionals supporting us, but we had delegations from Mohawk, from Shaw, from Mannington, from Stanton, MSI, Altile, Harrigan, Dixie, the who's who of the industry. We're very, very lucky to have all their support. They came, they were all represented. And I think we combined that with our 700-800 customers that were here. There was a lot of good interaction with all our different constituents together. And I think that was just a great marquee event, and we're able to give back to community and really connect some people like never before. So it was a great day for AFS, and also a great day to celebrate our employees that make this all happen and connect all these folks and deliver for our customers.
Give us just a quick 30 seconds on the stats there for this headquarters. I mean, I know there's a training center. What all goes on there?
So total facilities, 265,000 square feet. We have a warehouse, 195,000 square feet, both hard and soft. We have a 27,000 square feet retail showroom. We have a 10,000 square feet builder's room. To your point, we have a extensive rug room. We have an extensive training facility, both for the trade, where we can do a lot of training from all the certifications, but also we have an 80-seat training facility that we provide for the community, our vendors, our customers, out there, and then naturally the offices for the headquarters. So everything is done here. And by the way, we also have room to expand, and we got 15 acres just on the other side to, as the company grows and keeps moving, to keep adding.
So you say rug room, so you actually can bind and serve special orders there at that facility?
Yes, and very large. We'll even do some commercial ones that are hotels and so on, but yeah, we do it all here.
And you were brought on, like you say, a year and 2 months ago to lead, you know, the growth of this organization. I'd like to mention the magazine did a focus on leadership on you in February of 2020. That's online if anybody wants to look at it. And it kind of gives your background. You know, most people know, I mean, you were born a Canadian. Interestingly enough, too, your father was a contractor, so you worked yourself through college doing some carpentry work. And then you spent, you know, Deltile, Mohawk, Armstrong. Most people know you took Armstrong through this whole bankruptcy settlement, and now you're doing this. Give us a flavor of what the past year's been like in retail.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. So to your point, the other almost 28, 29 years all been a public company setting, so there's a lot of requirements and complexity of that. Now being a independent group where basically decisions are a little easier and much faster, it's just so refreshing and so energizing. And, you know, Jason is a great partner. He's committed to grow. He takes action. And it's been just a great combination. And you look how we've transformed the business the last 12 months. It's a very different organization. And you mentioned the acquisition, the new branding, new website, new merchandising. new systems. We're just getting started, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. And we got a great team.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you, not only are you in retail in four states, some of these acquisitions you've done are big players in the builder market. They're FEI group members, so that you've got that dimension to the business. And then one of your acquisitions in the last 6 months was kind of a national scope e-commerce company, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Now we operate in six segments: e-commerce, retail, wholesale, commercial, property management, and new construction. And so we operate in all six, and we're adding to it. And we got a couple more coming soon. So it's a lot of momentum in the company.
All right. So you got a couple in the queue. That's great to hear. Let me ask you, this headquarters, Columbus, Ohio, where are you living now?
I'm in Columbus, so right here, right downtown. So we love it. It's a great town and a lot of great vibe, and we're having a great time, me and my wife.
Uh-huh. That's great to hear. Well, let's go back to that grand opening for a minute, Shell. I think you had a tie-in with some philanthropic organizations, and then there was some recognition from the state as well for Jason, right?
Correct. Yeah, let's start with the recognition, Jason. Jason's done a lot for the community. The community is important to him. So he got recognized by the Ohio Secretary of State. We had one of the state senators present him that award, and I think that was great. It's really tied to the things that we've done for the community. So just an example of that, last night we had Nationwide Children's Hospital. We did a fundraising. I don't have the exact tally, but they'll have over $1,000 that was raised from all the participants that were here. Also, we have a partnership with the MLS crew here. We gave back to the community, so we had a lot of kids and different folks where they got to meet the players and interaction. It's just connecting everybody to make this place special and reinvesting in the community. And I think that's also why Jason got recognized. The community is super important. Everybody knows his Ohio State gear every day that he has on. He bleeds this community, and he does a great job of it. And we're tied to it, so we're very excited about our roots and where we're going.
All right, so I guess Columbus, Ohio is going to be known for America's Floor Source, and what's that Wexler organization?
Limited.
Yeah, Limited.
So, and there's a lot, you know, Chipotle's here. There's many great companies that are in Columbus. There's a lot more than people realize. So a lot of things are happening in Columbus.
All right, Michelle, it's great to spend time with you. Congratulations on throwing this big event with such a success. You've been talking to Michelle Remet, the CEO of America's Floor Source, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.